Next Chapter Podcasts.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi, I'm Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series at Next Chapter Podcasts. My guest today is Bobby Moreno, an actor and musician who happens to be playing the title character in the Play On podcast series Henry V. His performance is gripping, unapologetic, and raw. You might even say gritty. Just like the streets of New York City, where Bobby pounds the pavement going from gig to gig, making quite a name for himself, especially for a kid from Texas. Bobby Moreno, welcome to Next Chapter Podcast and the Play On Podcast bonus content series for Henry V.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me, man. That's some intro. So I might be a little softer than what people are expecting. I'm not really that gritty in person.
Well, you know, New York isn't as gritty as it used to be, so that's in keeping with the times.
Yeah, that's right. Just 16 handles all over the place.
That's right. But how did you end up in New York? You started out in Austin, Texas. Is that right? Is that where you were born?
No, I traveled quite a bit in my early life. I was born in Washington State. My dad was in the Army there, and that's where him and my mom met. And then I moved back and forth between New York and Texas for a bit until I was in junior high. That's when I moved to Austin. And I lived there, and I went to school in San Marcos for college at Texas State University.
Okay.
And then I came back to New York when I was like 21, and I moved in with my dad because my dad was from New York.
So New York has always been a part of your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Long Island, not the city.
What part of Long Island?
Elmont, right by the racetrack.
What racetrack? I don't know about the racetrack.
Oh, there's a racetrack out there called Belmont Racetrack where they have the Belmont Stakes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It's right over the border of Queens. It's like the first or second town into Nassau County.
Did you go to the horse races?
Often. That's actually a story my dad was very fond of telling. When I started school in kindergarten, he was sitting outside the classroom with me, and I was reading, and the teacher came up, and she's like, oh my goodness, he can read already? My dad was like really proud. He's like, yeah. She's like, what's he reading? And I was picking horses from his racing form, and she was just like, oh, okay.
You were his bookie.
I really could pick them. And then once I started putting my own money on them, I lost every time.
You see, that's like people who advise other people on like where to invest in stock market stuff and make other people rich and then end up with nothing themselves.
That's right. Once the stakes were up for me, then I was a born loser. But when I was playing with other people's money.
Okay. You learned how to read by betting on horses. It's just a great story. I'm just curious about this because you're what, you know, affectionately people refer to as or call bass brat, right? Like somebody who goes from a kid who went from bass to bass as a kid. No.
So my dad actually dropped out of the military. Like he finished his term and then he stopped. And that's when we left.
Okay.
So he was not much for authority.
Uh-huh.
You know, which in the Army is a problem. Yes. And so he decided to leave, and he ended up being for that period of time in New York, he owned a bar out on Long Island.
Oh,
much different. So I wasn't raised around Army bases. I was raised around racetracks and bars.
You know, that is perfect for Henry V. Your upbringing and Henry V's sort of early days there are a lot of parallels there.
Lloyd Saw, who did the translation, me and him go way back, and I think he knows somewhat of my reputation in the theater world, which was not unlike Henry. I was a problem child for a long time.
Mm.
And then around the time I met my wife, I got my act together, cleaned up my act.
It's amazing how marriage and children just kind of whip a young man into shape, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, I'm a completely different person, and I don't regret anything from my past. I think it made me who I am. And I think the struggles in changing, a lot like Henry, like you learn a lot when you have to change yourself that dramatically in order to take on a new position in life. And it also allows you grace in moments that you might not have if everything had come so easy to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Lloyd, I think he knew that. And I think that was one of the reasons that they had asked me originally to perform this role with them, is because it is part of my story. Like I have undergone a pretty radical transformation in the past decade.
So you say that you and Lloyd go way back. Lloyd Saw, the translator of Henry V. Where did that relationship begin and how?
At EST.
What is EST?
Oh, EST is Ensemble Studio Theater. So it's this membership theater in Hell's Kitchen and home to a bunch of wonderful writers and directors and actors. And that's pretty much where I started my off-Broadway career. I did my first show there was, I think, in 07 or 08 as part of their marathon that they used to do every year. Now it might be biannual. I'm not sure. Everything's a little wonky coming back from the pandemic. But that was my home base. Mm-hmm. And I was able to do a couple of really wonderful shows there. In fact, most of the people in my band, we all met at EST. Some of them who are in Henry, Steve Boyer, Jeff Beal, are in the band. And so it was just my home base. And it was someplace that I grew up as an artist, but also, you know, had my share of troubles and had my share of rowdy stories and what have you. Probably not fit for podcasts.
Oh, wait a minute. No, we just put that nice E for explicit on the key, the tab, whatever you want to call it, whatever young folk today are calling those things that you press on in order to hear your audio. We put an E there so you can tell us anything you want. Take us to Eastcheap, my friend.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.